The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. This is Miharu, and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 382, Japan Top 10 end of June 2021 countdown. We have a bunch of new songs from TV drama's main theme songs, including hits from Kenshi Yonezu, Aimyon, Bump of Chicken, and much more. And today is a very special episode. First of all, this is a collaboration episode with our sister podcast, K-Top 10. And now I have a special guest from K-Top 10. Please welcome Caesar.
Hello. This is Caesar from K-Top 10 podcast. Howdy.
Oh, I like your voice. So deep.
Yeah, it's the only thing that I got going for me.
Okay. Actually, I like listening to K-pop. Then my favorite K-pop group was GFRIEND. Do you know GFRIEND?
Oh, breaking my heart. They just broke up recently. So sad. I'm still heartbroken about that.
I can't stop talking about them. But, you know, we have a GFRIEND song at the end of this episode. So please stay tuned.
Oh, really? Great, yeah. Great. Well, I'm excited to hear that. Yay. So we'll get started then.
And also, this is the last Listener Appreciation Month episode. That means whether you are a listener of J-Top 10 or a listener of K-Top 10, you can enjoy the full version of this episode. And if you enjoy the benefits from this month, please consider being a Patreon donor starting at just a dollar a month. See details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. And now, let's get into the countdown.
Okay, great. So at the number 10 spot, we are going to have Namely by Uberworld. Now, this is a band I'm actually familiar with. I think for many of us in the West, we've heard them on Bleach. I think it was a song called Colors of the Heart or D Techno Life, if I remember correctly. It was like a million years ago. So the first fact we have about them is that the band was originally formed in 2005 under the name Sound Goku Road. But after the two of the band members left, the band changed their image and the name to Uberworld. The name comes from the combination of the German word Uber and English word world to mean crossing above the world. They have released 10 studio albums, their latest in December 2019 named Unser. They quote their influence to the 60s bands in like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and later influences like Frank Sinatra and Weezer.
Number 10.
Hãy subscribe cho kênh Ghiền Mì Gõ Để không bỏ lỡ những video hấp dẫn. た思えばわずかに砂が持っては消えてた埋めてはいけないドーナツもあら距離感はもう埋めては意味を失うものなのか落ち葉を救うように心をさらってこのまま離れても変わらないということそれもだってるでも今は もう少しだけ永遠なんて言う言葉を使う君と明日には消えてしまうとしても騙されていた
was used as the ending theme for the anime The Seven Deadly Sins Dragon's Judgment. At number 9, we have a new song. This is Nanairo by Bumpo Chicken.
Ah, well, I'm excited to hear what they're like. It's going to be my first time hearing them and pretty much everybody on the list, so...
Number 9.
でも信じたよきちんと前に進んでるってよく晴れた朝には時々一人ぼっちにされちゃうからやじろべみたいな正しさと今この景色の全てが笑ってくれるわけじゃないけどそれでもいいこれは僕の旅夕べの雨のことなんか覚えていないようなお日様を夕べできた水たまりが映してキラキラキラキラ息をしてる高く遠く広すぎる空の下おはよう僕は昨日からやってきたよなくせない記憶は傘のようにカバンの中出番を待つ手探りで今日を歩く今日の僕があの日見た虹を探すこの道を疑ってしまう時は教えるよあの時の心の色
Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock band most well known for their popular songs from anime and video games. The list includes Pokemon, Tales of the Abyss, One Piece, March Comes the Lion, Granblue Fantasy, Karakuri Circus, and much more. The song Nanairo goes over the topic of growing yourself to be with someone you couldn't be with. And this is the main theme for the NHK morning drama Asadora series Okaeri Mone. Since 1994, the band has built their legacy as one of the strongest Japanese artists currently. At number 8, we have another new song, Murasaki no Yoru o Koete.
Number 8.
Kimi ga
Oh,
this is going to be translated as Beyond the Purple Night by Spitz. The band originally formed in 1987 by four art school students in Tokyo. Ooh. Mamasume Kusano.
It's called Masamune Kusano. Masamune.
Masamune Kusano. Lead vocals and the rhythm guitar. Tetsuya Miwa, lead guitar. Akihiro Tamura, bass guitar. And Tatsuo Sakiyama, drums. Yeah. The band is super successful, being in the top 30 of the best-selling Japanese music arts in history. The band was extremely popular in the early 1990s, but stayed fairly popular throughout the last 30 years. They currently have 16 studio albums, and the most recent, Mike, released in 2019.
At number 7, we have another new song. We have Into the Deep by Man With A Mission.
Number 7.
Thank you.
the Deep is the official theme for the newest Godzilla movie, Godzilla vs. King Kong. The song is one of Man With A Mission's only fully English song. Man With A Mission is known for all the band members wearing wolf heads during music videos and concerts. They've found success in creating music for Log Horizon, Seven Deadly Sins, Inuyashiki, and Mobile Suit Gundam. This song, Into the Deep, was from their newest EP, One Wish, which was released February 10th, 2021.
Oh, really? Because I haven't even seen the new Godzilla movie that just came out. Now I kind of want to. After hearing the song, I'm going to want to. At the number six spot, we have Kirari by Fujikaze, going down two spots.
Number six.
Alekuru kisetsu no naka o futari wa hitori kiri sarari ake yuku yuhi no naka o konya mo hiru sagari sarari dore hodo kuchi hate o oto saigo ni waraitai nan no tame ni tatakau to mo toki wa aikai
Fujikaze's first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, was released on May 20th, 2020. It hit number 2 on the Japanese Oricon charts. Kaze had released previously singles in 2019, including Nan Nan W.
Oh, you don't need to. Oh, sorry. This is you don't need to mention. It's just, how can I say? Like, for example, like in English, we have like LOL, right? It's W is the same meaning in Japanese. So like, you don't need to pronounce W.
Well,
sorry.
We learned something
today. It's
really
weird.
So, yes. Oh. Okay, so the next one is going to be, and moewa. Kaze has been releasing more music from his YouTube channel since he was 12 years old, which has totaled over 30 million views. Ah, fancy.
At number 5, we have another new song, Kaito or Phantom Thief by Back Number.
Number 5.
じゃあちょっと目を閉じて僕の腕に捕まっておいてよ君の笑顔盗むやつから君を盗むのさ物語の名前は伏せたまま始めよう連れ去ってと合図をくれたらここから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君ままでいていいんだよ君がいれば僕に不可能なんかないもう行かなきゃなんてガラスの靴で月にでも帰るの君がどう否定したって素敵なままだよ君と出会えた僕と出会えなかった先の僕を比べて論文にしたいとこだけど君の細胞全部の尊さはきっと伝えられやしない君自身に君を僕が証明するよから君を奪って夜空を抜けて宝石みたいな街を飛び越えて君が想像したことないくらい眩しい世界を見せてあげるそのまま海を渡って遥か風に乗って虹を蹴散らして空にばらまいて君は今日も明日も君ままでいていいんだよ君がいれば僕に不可能なんかないない
Kaito or Phantom Thief was used as the main theme for the Nihon Terebi drama Koi wa Deep ni. Back Number is a Japanese rock trio formed in 2004. The band consists of Iori Shimizu as a lead vocalist and guitarist, Kazuya Kojima as a bass guitarist and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara as a drummer. The biggest hit from the group has been Christmas Song, hitting at number one in Japan for over 3 weeks.Their first mini album was released titled Mist Fish on February 18, 2009. Back Number recently worked with BTS on their new song Film Out as a music producer.
Haha, BTS, rock on. Number 4 spot, we have Until You Know Love Is by Aimyon going down one spot.
Number 4.
いざ手のなる方へと導いたのは誰でもない自分自身なのに自信がないよ笑っちゃうなもたついている空気が抜けたままの体走れど走れど続く人生という名の死ぬまでのエピソードは軽いままの体では吹き飛ばされてすぐに終わってしまうなああ誰にもないものを持っていたいのにな無理やりに抱きしめて
I'm Yoon has won almost every award since she's been nominated for big awards, including the Best Video of the Year 2020 at MTV, VMAJ for her video Naked Heart, and Artist of the Year 2019 in Billboard Japan Music Awards. Her most recent albums, Heard That There's a Good Pasta, was released on September 9th, 2020, and has sold over 270,000 copies. That's quite a lot by today's standards. I'm Yoon has wrote the lyrics for the song Time Goes By from the third single of the boy group Johnny's West, released on February 4th, 2015.
Until You Know Love Is, or in Japanese, 愛を知るまでは was used as the main theme for the 日本テレビドラマコントが始まる。At number 3, moving up 4 spots, 不思議 or strange by 源星野。
Number
3. 君と出会ったこの蜜の中で手をつないだら息をしていた。ただそう思った。
乾杯も命込めて目指す。やがて
Fushigi or Strange was used as the main theme for the TBS drama 聞かざる恋には理由があって Gen Hoshino has been nominated for over 60 hours and has won over 50 hours. The list includes CD Shop Grand Prix, Japan Gold Disc Awards, Best 5 Albums, Space Shower Awards, Best Influential Artist, and much more. His hours include areas such as TV drama and has become an extremely influential artist for all aspects of art in Japan. And recently, Gen Hoshino married actress Yui Aragaki, as known as Gakki, and his co-star on the show The Full-Time Wife Escapist, in Japanese, Nigeru wa Haji da ga Yaku ni Tatsu, a show about Mikuri Moriyama falling in love with her partner Hiramasa Tsuzaki after the marriage due to the economic reasons.
Great. Number two. We have here Fingers Crossed by Nogizaka 46.
Number two.
Thank you.
Logizaka 46, a female idol band, was created as an official rival to the popular band AKB48. AKB48 is somewhat known in the West, so I guess AKB48 is winning the war so far. The band has created radio shows, theater productions, television programs, and films to build their brand as a strong female idol band. Over 38,000 people tried out for the band for 36 spots as core members and 16 members for live performances. The song recently surpassed BTS's Butter song in sales, selling over 700,000 CDs in its first week. My, that's quite an accomplishment.
Do you still remember about the Produce 48?
Yes, very familiar with them.
Oh, so actually like 48 groups, members like from AKB or HKT, they joined the audition program. Mm. Like, it's in Korea. It's like a mix of Japanese and Korean, you know, female audition, idol audition program. And three members were selected as, you know, Korean idol. They became IZ*ONE, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, fascinating. That's quite fascinating. And I'm wondering, I'm wondering if I have the skills to try out for one of those girl groups. That'd be nice.
The number one song on this countdown is Pale Blue by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number one.
いた これでさよならあなたのことが何よりも大切でした望み通りの終わりじゃなかったあなたはどうですか友達にすら戻れないから私空を見ていました最後暗いまた春めくような綺麗ださよならしましょうそれは水もやら疲れたエーデルワイズあなたが見据えた未来に私もいたい花咲が増えるくらいにあなたを見つめたい張り裂けるほどの痛みを叫びたいのに私あなたに恋をしたあなたらと一緒にずっとしていた晴れた日の朝あなたのことがどこまでも大切でした言えないでいたことばかわし合った笑えるくらいをひどく竹の触れた後口中ほつれてゆくボタンの穴こんなちぐはぐな舞台はもう閉めたいなのにエピラークのセリフが言えなくなったねえあなたを見つめてたどれだけ生まれ変わろうとも意味がないくらいどこか導かれるようにあなたと出会いたい今さら言いたいことなんて一つ 私あなたに恋をした。苦しさと一緒にずっとずっとずっと、あなたのね、その胸の中強く引き合う引力だ。ありふれていた
was used as the main theme for the TBS drama Rikokatsu. Kenshi Yonezu currently writes and composes all of his music, which has gained him a lot of fame in the Japanese music industry. Kenshi was originally under a Vocaloid Hatsune Miku software, but released his first independent album, Diorama, showing his own voice. He's worked with Fortnite Battle Royale, the 2020 Summer Olympics, and many large organizations. Kenshi has worked on many illustrations as well, illustrating all Nico Nico Douga's early videos. He is a truly cross-medium artist.
Mmm, impressive.
Yeah, and I still remember, this is a little bit personal thing, but one of the member of GFRIEND, her name is Omji, and she sung Kenshi Yonezu's biggest hit song called Lemon. During the Japanese concert, so...
You're gonna make me cry.
And that's it for this countdown, but since this month is the Listener Appreciation Month, we have three extra songs for everyone! Yay!
Ah, great. Indie Spotlight 1, we have Black Painted Beastie Bell by The Planet Stone Plus.
Japan Top 10!
Black
Painted
Beastie. Someday you get to leave the champagne now.
sweet hound, the hidden baby is the one thing he'll sing for. Ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the house bell, like a gun if you did good. Ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the bell, ring the house bell, like a gun like you don't need. Ring the house bell, ring the bell, well, man, turn the knob. You think I've no time to waste? I said, hey, the game. You gotta get just like Maiden. You look very nice. You want to read it twice. Black pen beauty. Such a dubious creature. It hurts more. Killer's good toy. Black pen is there. Yes, you want to hear screaming now. Bring it to the hell. Bring it to the heaven.
Koji, the Planet Stone Plus, are a Tokyo-based band made up of vocals, guitar, and composer Koji and bassist Yumiko. They started playing live in 2017. The band's tracks often sample old Japanese records with distorted guitars, creating alternative rock and roll tracks with elements of hip-hop, club music, and psychedelic, often described as Japan Psyche. Since most events this year were cancelled or postponed due to the virus, Koji focused on writing new music, releasing home-recorded, semi-fictional, semi-deeply personal Wrist Cutter Angel, featuring Japanese singer-songwriter Kao, and up-tempo rock Oyster Crash in February this year.
Next is the J-Rock Extra song. This is You San San by Creep Hype from 2013. And this is the song request from Bass Soshi. Thank you so much.
Japan Top 10.
Thank you.
Seisu Soshi said, "My recommended artist is Creep Hype. They are a Japanese rock band and their songs are popular among Japanese people. Besides, their songs are often used as a theme song for dramas, so known to be a wide range of people. There are a lot of things about heartrending love in their songs, so teenagers can sympathize with the messages of songs. They have a lot of famous songs, but I especially recommend the song called Yu San San. This song was used as a famous cosmetic commercial song. Its sad and painful atmosphere attracts so many listeners, and I'm one of them. There are many other great songs, so please introduce them. Thank you." And this year, Creep Hype songs have been chosen as opening and ending theme for Tokyo TV baseball drama Hachigatsu wa Yoru no Battingu Center de, based on the app game Cinderella 9. And if you have a song request, please let us know on our website at jtop10.jp.
2010's flashback, K-pop crossover. I'm gonna cry. We have Memoria, which is released in 2018 by GFriend.
Japan Top 10! Memoria, Memoria. Memoria, Memoria.
Hitori taiyo no shita, hitomi yo toji. So always 感じた ぬくもり
GFRIEND were a six-member South Korean girl group formed by Source Music in 2015. Memoria and Time for the Moon Night was the group's first Japanese single. A Korean version of Memoria was included on their second studio album, Time for Us, in 2019. The group suddenly disbanded in May 22, 2021 upon completion of their six-year contract, with rumors building in their fandom known as Buddy. GFRIEND confirmed the disbandment in handwritten letters. Although GFRIEND has officially ended, this is not the end for us, end quote, wrote the group's leader Soan. Even though I'm slightly worried about going on a path I haven't been on before, I will work hard and move forward while thinking of Buddy, who are always supporting me, end quote. The members hinted that they are going to stay active in the entertainment industry.
Oh, so sad.
Well, it came out so suddenly, I think, because they were getting better and they were getting better and better and better. The most recent one, which I believe was Mago, which they were just getting better, and then suddenly this happened, and I thought, oh no.
I'm Buddy too, and I was waiting for their comeback, and you know, comeback means like their new songs and new albums, but. Oh, it's so sad. Like, I remember, like, when I saw the Japanese website, and so they have Japanese website, and they also wrote handwritten letters in Japanese. So, like, you know, made me, like, feel, you know, like, so sad, and I don't want to believe in,
It breaks my heart, and now who am I going to drool over now? But, I mean, let's hope for the very best for them. I mean, they're clearly all very talented, and, you know. You know, who knows what will come back next? Maybe, who knows?
I want to talk about GFRIEND more, actually.
definitely.
Okay, so for me, the first time when I listened to GFRIEND song, that was Me Gustas Tu, and Japanese version, and I still remember that was a music video. Like, you know, they wore high school girl uniform and it was really pretty one. Then I thought they were like new Japanese idol group because like the song was in Japanese and you know, like lyrics are beautiful and touching, and the most surprising thing was like their pronunciation. Like, they were all Korean but they pronounced Japanese word really clearly, so I thought they were Japanese but they are actually K-pop group, so yeah, I was amazed.
That was fascinating. We talked about it earlier, that Me Gustas Tu, which is Spanish for you like me, but it's it's, they say it in such a weird way because it's very unusual for anybody, at least in the area where I'm from. Maybe in other Spanish speaking countries it's more normal, but from where I'm from it's just very unusual for somebody to say Me Gustas Tu. And Memoria, which is Spanish for memory, you know, so on. Who was your favorite member? Because for me, it was Yuna.
Una?
Yes.
Yuna.
Yeah, Yuna. Una. Correct. Una.
Which?
There are some.
So there is Una and Yuju. The Yuju's real name is Yuna. So which one? The short hair girl?
Yeah, she's the one that's usually had short hair, short bob cut hair. And then for Una, the most recent one, it was blonde, like long blonde.
Yeah. She's Una.
And Yuju is the lead singer girl, and then Soan was the tall one with the really, really thin tall one.
Oh, so sad. Well, I love all the members. I really wanted to see them in Japan, but oh, so sad.
I bought the CD. I bought the most recent CD. I think it was called I forget the name of it. The most recent CD.
It's a Mago, right?
Mago, yes, Mago. Correct. Mago was the most recent one. And
yeah,
I think it's like a box, and it came with like this little storybook, because they were doing like a little storybook girl concept, which I still got to look up because I don't know what the story is about. And I think I got Umji and photo card of Sinbi.
Sinbi
is the one that everybody liked at first in the very beginning, because she's the one that looked a lot like Jessica from Girls' Generation. They look like twins at one point. But it breaks my heart that they're gone. I was really hoping that they were gonna do like that. They just left the recording company and we're going to move to another one. You know, they were probably going to do something like Prince, be like the K-pop group formerly known as G-Friend, something like that. But yeah. Unfortunately, it turns out they're all going to separate ways. I've been hearing things left and right that one of them moved on to a different agency and even has to singing some other songs, and who knows. I really do hope the very best for them, so there.
Ethel and I bring you a brand new Artist of the Month episode featuring the artist Gen Hoshino for the month of July 2021. They will see you in a few days from now. Wow, that's a perfect timing. Please stay tuned. So, Caesar, how was your first episode of Japan Top 10?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to cringe when I listen back on it. But it'll get better. It was very, very, very fun. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, let's definitely do some more of them. We'll talk more about G-Ridden twice in the world.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Yeah. I'm glad to talk with you about G-Friend.
That was very fun. Well, I'm very glad I got to listen to all these new J-pop, J-rock songs, because they were all new to me. So it was very fun listening to them. And, you know, I definitely want to listen to more of them.
Yeah, me too. And please call me on K Top 10 anytime.
Perfect. We'll do a collaboration episode. We can talk about BTS and Red Velvet all day long.
Oh, nice. And that's it for today's episode of Japan Top 10. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm your host Haru and
Caesar. Adios. Bye. Sayonara.
Bye. Sayonara. Japan!